Okay, let's begin our discussion. Ayin Hey Amid Aleph in Meseches Erevin. Today we're going to talk about the concept of Drisas Regel when it comes to Erev Chatzeros, as is discussed here in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph. There are three shittas here in Ayin Hey Amid Aleph as the Gemara's maskana of understanding the three shittos. Gimel Machlokos Badavar. What is the halacha if there are two yards, two chatzeros, one bifnim, one inner and one outer, and the inner one has to go through the outer one in order to get to the Rishus Arabim? What is the halacha? How does the inner residents, the fact that they could walk through the outer one, does that affect anything? So let's review for a minute. So Midah Raisa, as we know, one does not need anything to walk, to carry, to do anything in these properties, because they're all Rishus HaYachid. If I have two enclosed yards that are next to each other, even if houses go into them, so midaraisa, it's all okay. The Rambam Menuchas Erevin discusses this. The Rambam Menuchas Erevin notes that there are no mitzvahs that he's going to discuss. Hilchas Erevin, mitzvahs asei achas v'hi midivrei sofrim ve'ena min aminyan. Right, there's no daraisa that the Rambam is going to discuss here in Hilchas Erevin. What does the Rambam start off with? Chatzer sheish b'shcheinim harbe. Kol echan mehem b'bayis la'atzma. There's a yard with many houses going into it. Din torahu sheyu kulan mutarin l'taltel. Mi daraisa. You can be metaltel anything you want. You can carry anything you want. The houses are rishus yachid. The chatzer is a rishus yachid. So everything's good. V'sheyu din torahu sheyu kulan mutarin l'taltel b'kol ha'chatzer. Umi batim l'chatzer. Umi ha'chatzer l'batim. V'bnei shekol ha'chatzer v'rishus ha'yachin achas u'mutar l'taltel b'kulo. And it's mutar to be metaltel in all of it. V'chein adin, Rambam adds, not our topic now, but he adds, v'chein adin b'mavui sheyesh lo lechi okora. Also a mavi that has a lechi and a kora at the end of it. The Magen Mishnah points out this is not exactly true, that you need a lechi and a korah in order to make the whole Mavi Daraisa. Really, without the lechi and the korah, it's already considered sasum. So he says, you have to read this Rambam in light of all the other Rambams. Don't be so medactic in each line. But either way, v'chein adin b'mavui sheish la lechi or korah. Shiyu kol b'nei ha-mavui mutarim l'taltel b'kulo. Umei chatzeros l'mavi. Umi mavi l'chatzeros. Shekol ha-mavi rishos ha-yachid. It's all rishos ha-yachid. V'chein adin Rambam es b'medina. Shimukefes chomo. One has a wall. Walled city. Gavoa asara tvachim. The walls are 10 tvachim high. Sheishla delosos min olos balayla. That have doors that close at night. Again, the Magen Mishnah says, not literally. Look elsewhere. As long as they're ro'ui to close, you don't need them actually to close. The Rambam Paskins. Shekula b'shus yachidhi zehu din Torah. That is the din daraisa. All of these chatzer, walled cities surrounded by walls, as the Rambam lists in Hilchas Shabbos, what's the definition of a rishus yachid? Aval midivrei sofrim. But midirabanan, says the Rambam, Asur l'shcheinim l'talta b'rishus ha-yachid sheishba chaluka b'diurin. If it's a rishus ha-yachid that has differences in ownership and bialus of the areas, d'rabanan, one is not allowed to go from one to the other. Ad she'arvu kol ha-shcheinim kulan me'erev Shabbos. Until an erev is made with all the neighbors on erev Shabbos. Echad chatzer ve'echad mavi ve'echad medina v'dover zeh takanas shlomo u'beis dinahu. This is takana of Shlomo HaMelech. And it goes back a long time. So this is the background for Erev Chatzeros, as we have quoted in the past. There is a Chakira in the Achronim, to be Medayik, in the Rishonim. What exactly was the basis of what Shlomo HaMelech did? The Gemara quotes it earlier. We had it on Daf Chaf Aleph. We had it back in Shabbos, Daf Yudal, that Shlomo made this Takana. Shlomo made this Takana of Erev Chatzeros. The question is, what was the focus of his takana? Was it the iser or was it the tikkun? Right? What was the focus? It says here on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis towards the bottom. Sha'a Amar Shlomo Al Kol Davar Davar Shel Torah Shlozel Alfim Mashal. Everything that Shlomo did. Izin V'Chikir Tikkun Mishalom Harvei. Limei Das Esa'am Da Agmarei B'Simani Ta'amim V'Chulu. And then it says towards the end that he made this. Tikin Eruve Chatzeros. So he was Metakein Eruve Chatzeros. That's based earlier. So what does that mean? He was Metakein Eruve Chatzeros. So Rashi says here in Chafal from a base, V'gazar shalo lahosi mir shazayach lo shazayach in chavero, laso siog v'archaka le'isr Torah, shalo yobo lahatir mir shazayach lo shazayach. If you're able to carry from a house to a yard, maybe you'll also carry from the yard to the street. Because it's also dome to a public area. Sounds like from Rashi, here and in Shabbos, that the focus is the Isser. He created the Isser, and Memela, they had to create a Tikkun in order to solve the Isser. If you look in the Rambam here, the Rambam focuses more on the Takana element. He created a situation where everyone would have to be Mu'urav. Achi, Ya'arvu, Kol HaShcheinim, Kulan Me'erev Shabbos. Doesn't really, he says, Usser. They both mentioned Usser and Tikkun. The question is, what really is the focus? It could be the Rashi has the Isser focus and the Rambam has the Takana focus. Okay, so we usually assume that the Isser is created only when people live together. If you have people that live together in the Chatzer, then they can't carry into the Chatzer unless they do a Tikkun. If people have a chatzer to a mavui, right? All the cases where people live there. What is living? So this is the discussion we had earlier a couple of days ago about Daf Ayin Gimel, whether you go by where you eat or whether you go where you sleep. What if people sleep in your chatzer but don't eat there, or vice versa? So the Gemara had a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether makom pita goreim or makom lina goreim. We paskin, the Shulchan Aruch paskin, makom achila goreim, right? That was the Shulchan Aruch here in Simin Shin Ayin, Sif Hey and Vav. The Shulchan Aruch says, Misha Ochel B'makom Echon, V'yashid B'makom Acher. Eat in one place, sleep in another place. Makom Achilaso Hu Ha'ikr V'shamu Oser. Makom Achil is the Ikr. Again, you can ask this question, what about by Neiris Chanukah? What's the Ikr? What about by Neiris Shabbos? What's the Ikr? Different halachas that apply to residents, the question is, how do you define residents? So here, at least by Erev Tchum, by Erev Chatzeros, it goes by Achila. Hilka, Ha'achen, She'ochlam, Me'saviyam, Yishinim, Be'tayim. Therefore, if you have a number of brothers living in the same Chatzer, but they all sleep in their own house, but they all eat in their father's house, Ein Amosrim, because they're all in one house. That is the halacha by brothers. Mishnah Berurah, Pirish, Lo B'makom Ashena, Kishalo Irvu, Emanchi, Sharanti, Yechatzer, V'lamakom Achila, Shehem Nigram Acharavim V'yosim Beiruvo. Bad V'im Nosein Lahem Pras V'Ochlim V'Bateim. But if the father gives them an income, some type of stipend, and they eat in their own area, Osrim, then they Aser. And then the Shulchan Aruch adds what we mentioned earlier. This is only if there are no other Bnei Chatzer there. V'anim L'Kshin Osa Bnei Shara Chatzer Eruv Makam Acher. Avam Hayu Bnei Shara Chatzer Nosein Heiruv Echad V'Adam Ha'elu Osheini Mandirim Chatzer Enim Tzrichan Larev. If there's nobody else in the area, then fine. This all applies only if there is a other people in the area. The Bir Halacha notes that Achil is Iker only if we could assume that they really want to eat in their Makam Achila. But let's say there's an Anan Sahadi, it's clear they would rather eat in their Makam Shena. It's just that they don't have food in their Makam Shena. So there the Bir Halacha quotes that then it will go by Makam Shena. V'roim halanim basada, shepherds. If you have shepherds that are out in the fields, even though they come inside to the city to eat, they'd be much happier to eat in the fields. They have to schlep back to eat here and then go back to their job. It would be much better if they eat there. That's their Makam Shmira. That's the Magen Avram. And he quotes that from the Avodas HaKodesh, the Rashba. And then he quotes from the Prima Gadim, Dehu Adin B'Talmidim, She'ochlim B'Beis Bali Batim, V'Lonim B'Beis Rabam. Right, you have people who, Talmidim, students used to go to different towns, they used to live in the yeshiva and have shir in the yeshiva and sleep there, but the yeshiva wouldn't have enough food to feed them, so they used to go to different houses in order to eat. So the same thing, Azlina Basar Lina, may I tell you, go by after Lina, because the Talmidim would much rather have their food where they sleep, and therefore they won't have to go to these other families. But either way, this is in terms of Achila and sleeping. So that's what we usually need. We usually need a dira. Today's daf is something new, where they only have drisas regel. You have an inner chatzer and an outer chatzer, and the inner chatzer has to pass through the outer chatzer. So that itself could create problems. What do you mean they don't live here? They don't live here. Why should it create problems? That's the halacha. That's what the Mishnah says here. Shnei chatzer azul lefnei mizu. And you have all the halachas about if they made an Erev. Let's just read some of it to get the three shitas. The Gemara's Maskan is three shitas. Erev ha-pnimis v'lo Erev ha-chitzona. If the inner one made an Erev and not the outer one, ha-pnimis muteres ha-chitzona asura. There the pnimis is muteres, the outer is asur. The outer is asur for two reasons. Number one, because they didn't make an Erev amongst themselves. Number two, it might be asur, because of the drisas regel, the ability to walk through of the inner one. As we'll see, that's only assuming a certain shita about which type of regel is oser. Hachitzona v'lo pnimis. If the outer one made an erev and not the pnimis, Shtein Asuros. Then they both are Asur. Why? The inner one is Asur because the inner one did not make an Erev. The outer one is Asur because of the Drisas Regel of the inner one. This is the halacha. The Drisas Regel of the people of the inner Chatzar, Asur on the outer Chatzar, even though the outer one made an Erev. But it doesn't matter. The Drisas Regel is Osir. The question is, why exactly is it Osir? Right? What exactly does it do? We don't live there. So the Chazonish says it must be somehow that we look at it as the Chatzeros combined. The Chazonish in Arachayim, Pei Beis Yud, Pei Gimel Vav, Pei Vav Yud Gimel, says, I'll read it from Pei Beis Yud, Avol Nired, Do Ha'akam Lolandino Karegel Ha'asur Bimkoma, Dekivan Da Regel Ha'asur Bimkoma Oseres, Dechashvinan Beis HaChatzeros Kechatzer Achaz Gedola, Mishu Tefes L'Shneihem. That's the halacha. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That Drisas Regel also creates a significant presence of that person. If I can walk through, so then that means that I have a significant presence in this area, and my Erev has to be, I have to be part of the Erev. But what happens to the in the inner case? Let's say the case that we had before. The inner one was made an Erev, and the outer one did not make an Erev. So the inner one is okay. The inner one is okay because there's no Drisas Regel of the outer one to the inner one, and there is and the outer one is Usur anyway. Good. But what exactly are the Shitas? So we have three Shitas here, the Rabban, the Tanakama, Rabbi Akiva, and the Rabbanan Basroi. What are the three Shitas? The Tanakama holds what's called Regel HaMuteres, and Regel HaAsura are different. Regel HaMuteres, Tanakama holds that if the people in the inner Chatzer made an Erev and they're Mutter to carry within, so they can't Aser. They can't Aser another area. Only Regel HaAsura can Aser another area. That's the Tanakama Shita. Rabbi Kiva is more Machmir. He says, no, any Drisas Regel. What difference should it make? It's considered one chatzar because you could walk through. So that's it. You could walk through. Rabbi Kiva Savar, Afilu Regel HaMuteres Oseres. So Rabbi Kiva Savar seems to be straightforward, right? Once you get over the chiddush of Drisas Regel is going to Aser, then it always Asers. Rabbanan Basroi, they reject the whole thing. Kishem Sheregel HaMuteres Ein Oseres, Kach Regel HaAsura Ein Oseres. Right? They say no. They say they're not going to accept the Yisr. The interesting svar is the middle one, that the Tanakama says Regel HaMuteres is not going to Aser, Regel HaAsura is going to Aser. That has to be explained because that's somewhere in the middle. Who do we paskin like? We paskin like this middle opinion. We paskin like the opinion of Regel HaMuteres Bimkoma is not going to Aser, and Regel HaAsura Bimkoma is going to Aser. That's in Shin Ayin Ches, Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, if they both made an Erev La'atzma, Erev HaKolachas La'atzma, Kolachas Muteres B'chatzera, each one is going to be Mutter in its own chatzer. Why? As the Mishnah Berurah explains, Regel HaMuteres Bimkoma, Eino Oseres Shelo Bimkoma. That is what we paskin in the middle. So let's talk about two of the principles that are related to this discussion. The Gemara quotes on Amud Beis here, and also back on Daf Nuntes, the principle of Achta Ledasha. Achta Ledasha. Oh, I'm sorry, just before Achta Ledasha, just to add one more point related to the idea of whether this is called a Dior, the Noda Bihuda, Maradura Tinyane, and Orachaim Simulamates, discusses why is it that the people from outside the Erev, people come to visit from the other side of town, they don't ruin the Erev when they come in. So why isn't that a problem of Drisas Regel? Why isn't that a problem of Diurin? So the Noda Bihuda says, because when people come in, you can't be machshav them as Diurin. If there's a hefsik between, there's a highway, there's something in between that they couldn't have made an Erif together, so then you can't consider them as part of this area. That type of Drisas Regel is not going to answer. Lanias daiti ein kan shum shaychas iser. De lo amru sheosrin ze al ze, ela besmuchin ze la ze, ve ein rishus harabim o akarmelis mafsik beinehem. So that's why the only people that are shayach to cause the problem are people who have the Drisas Regel and are connected and are samud in this case. Okay, getting back to what I alluded to earlier, this principle of Achta Ledasha. The Gemara says here on the top of Amud Beis, Ayin Hei Amud Beis, and we had it earlier back on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, the cases of let's quote the question of the Gemara. Maishta l'rabbanan damar pnimis muteres. Why is the pnimi muter? Let's say the pnimi made an erev and not the outer one. So why is the pnimi okay? Because there's no drisas regal from the outer to the inner. Mishum da'achta dasha umishtamsha. The inner one could close the door and say, I'm using my thing. I have nothing to do with you. And therefore, it's muter where I am. Rabbi Kiva Nami. Techud dasha v'deshamish. Why wouldn't Rabbi Kiva agree to that? Rabbi Kiva holds that the concept of drisas regal, so the outer one is going to be usser. But what about the inner one? What about the inner one, right? Why would Rabbi Akiva say, Ervun b'chatz, let's say the brisa that we had, Ervun b'chitzona v'shachach echad b'men achitzona b'men apinis v'lo yevshtein asuros. If they were ma'ariv in the chitzona. Nasnu eruvan b'pnimis v'shachach echad b'men apnimis v'lo yevshtein asuros. Min achitzona v'lo yevshtein asuros. The Rabbi Akiva, in a case where they put the Erev in the Pnimis, and one of the Chitzona forgot, Rabbi Akiva to take part, Rabbi Akiva still says the inner one is Usser, because he doesn't say Achta L'dasha, but the Tanakhama holds Achta L'dasha. So the question is, what does that mean? Achta L'dasha, the inner one could say, we have the Erev, none of our members forgot, so we're closing our door, and we are our own separate existence, and we're not going to be part of your existence on Shabbos. So this is the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos back there on Daf Nun Tesama base, where Rashi says that it means literally they close the door and they say, okay, we're not using the property, we're not going out. Maybe they won't go out for the rest of Shabbos. That's what Rashi seems to say. Achta l'dasha, says Rashi, Nun Tesama base, tiskar delas shebeinayim v'tashamish bimkoma. Close the door and they'll use where they are. They'll use where they are. They won't go out. Says Tosfos, Amashapirish Pekuntris, Shalo Yehila Drisas Regal Al Chitzona Lav Dafka. No, it can't be Dafka. The Leka Kpeda, but Drisas Regal. Drisas Regal is not such a Kpeda. The Imkein Aisa Mistalekas Lagamri, Mirichus Arabim. The Dera Chitzona, what? They're not going to get to the street? That's the way they get to the street, is going through this yard. So how can we say that? They're just going to remove themselves. They need a way to get to the street. And the Rashba also says here, can't be that Rashi is Dafka. Can't be Rashi really means it. That's what the Rashba. Veloshet tiskar mamish amar harav. Shalok samidis adin. She'en la derech l'rishuz harabim. El ala chitzona. El aroen oso ki'ilu silka ragla mikan liyom zeh. V'yachtil dasha. V'kivet ii m'chuyeves l'mecha dasha mani afil chitzona ki'ilu nistalka bisham. But Tosfos says no. Tosfos argues either way. Tosfos says they could walk through. Achtil dasha means they're not going to do other usages. From other usages, meaning according to Tosfos, it sounds like the drisas regel in general is not the only thing that asers. It says drisas regel in the Mishnah, that's the language, but really they use it for other purposes also. They might stop by there on the way, they might take a rest, and that's why achlal dasha means you take away those extra usages. So all you're left with is drisas regel. But Rashi says, no, it sounds like it's just the drisas regel itself that is the problem, and that's what's going to asus. That's a chiddush, but again, that's the pashas of the Gemara, it's the drisas regel itself that is going to asur. Interesting, in one other area of halacha, we see whether drisas regel is significant or not. The Mishnah tells us in Mesechas Nedarim, the Mishnah Nedarim, Adav Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, beginning of Ein Bein Amudar, says the Mishnah, Ein bein amuder haname chaver muder hana ma'achol. If somebody says to their friend, they're muder hana from their friend, period, or they're muder hana from hana'as that have to do with food. What's the difference? Drisas regel. Am I allowed to walk through your property? So if I asked all hana'ah, I'm not allowed to walk through your property at all. If I asked only food hana'ah, then I can walk through your property. Ask the Gemara, is somebody going to really mind if you walk through their property? If you were muder hana'ah from them, so then you can't walk through their property. That's a chiddush. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's a machlokas. The Gemara says, Man Tana, who is the opinion that would say this? Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava Rabbi Eliezer hi. It's Rabbi Eliezer. Tatanya Rabbi Eliezer Omar Afilu Vitur Aser B'mudur Hana. Vitur, something that usually people are mevater on, people don't care about, that's also Aser B'mudur Hana. Mudur Hana is not just about what people usually look at as Hana, even if it's not so chashiv. Right? Says the Ran here, Masha Darkan Shel Mochrim Levater Lelokhin Shemosifin Lam Kishalokhin Perusecha. They add on stuff, things that they're not makpid on. So that's also usser according to Rabbi Eliezer, by that's called Vitar Asar Vudur Hana. The Rabbanan, the Ron continues, Aval Rabbanan, the Pligi Alef Sari, to call Echad Lo Asar Alav Elahana Aso. The Rabbanan would say no. Anytime that he just asked regular Hana, Kiagam Alo Mikri Hana, just walking through the property, that's not called Hana. People aren't so mocked about that. The Kiva de Midi, the Lokati, but in Shihu, Ein Zekari Nehene Mechavero. You are getting some benefit, but this is not called Nehene Mechavero because your Chavar doesn't really machpid about it. It's basically kind of like a hefker type of hana. You're getting hana, but not from him. So the Mishnah here discusses machlokas and the Gemara, the machlokas tanoim. It seems like lukulei alma, it's not really a chash of hana. It's just a question whether that's included in mudar hana, whether vitar is included in usur in mudar hana. So it's interesting because in our Gemara, right, just passing through, Drisa's Regal does have significance to make somebody consider an Nechshav Adir. According to Tosfos that we just saw on Daf Nun Tes, that it's not just Drisa's Regal, it's other Hanas, then fine. But if you say it's Mamish, literally Drisa's Regal, so it's interesting that our Gemara considers that a Dior enough to make you a Dior, like the Chazon Ish, making it into one Chatzer, while the Gemara there seems to say, for sure, it's not something that people are Machpid on, but it might be usher in terms of Mudar Hana. Okay, we'll have to stop here. A little bit about Mudar Hana and Drisa's Regal.